Good morning.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us for the special edition of the Senate California State Senate Governance and Finance Committee. We have one bill on file today. That's AB 1743, Assemblymember Bloom. We welcome the good Assemblyman to committee. We're going to start as a subcommittee. Sergeants are going to be calling members to ensure that we're able to establish a quorum. Mr. Assemblymember, we're going to have you kick us off, and then, of course, we'll establish this quorum and get a vote. The floor is yours, sir, and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It looks like I'm going to kick you off
and the
morning, too, for you. And I apologize for dragging you here.
You're
at
good.
The early hour of 9
a.m. No, it's good. It's good.
Apparently early for many of you. AB 1743 is returning to Senate governance and finance. I'm sure you all remember this bill. We took amendments that would ensure affordable housing projects will not be denied based on a project's eligibility to receive a welfare exemption. A few cities have threatened to deny projects by arguing that the project's welfare exempt status imposes an adverse impact on public health and safety since the project will not generate any property tax revenue. The simple amendments that have been made to the Housing Accountability Act and Government Code Section 65008, which prohibit discrimination in land use planning and project approvals, clarify that an affordable housing development's eligibility for the welfare exemption is not a legal basis upon which to deny the project. I'd like to also note that my office is working with Senator Wiener and Senator Skinner on chaptering out amendments to address conflicts with SB 592 and SB 330, respectively. I'm sure we'll have those resolved. And testifying here today, we have Anya Lawler from the Western Center and Maureen Higgins with the California Housing Consortium.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Anya Lawler with the Western Center on Law and Poverty. The legislature determined long ago that affordable housing projects that meet certain qualifications are entitled to be welfare exempt from property tax, and that property tax is then the foregone property tax revenue becomes part of the subsidy for the project. Projects shouldn't be threatened with disapproval on the basis that they are eligible to take that welfare exemption. We believe this is just a clarification and a more direct way to state what is current law, and we would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Chair and members,
hey, good
Maureen. Good, how are you? Yeah. Maureen Higgins, representing the California Housing Consortium, the sponsor of this bill, and I echo the comments of the author and my colleague. I would only just quickly add that this is an important tool, cost reduction tool, and affordable housing with the difficulty and layer all the financing that they need. It's another important cost reduction tool to have in their toolkit.
Thank
you
so
much. We ask for your eye vote.
We appreciate you being here for testimony. We're now going to open it up for those who may be in support of the bill. If you could please come forward first, last name and organization. Good morning. What's going on?
Not much. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members. Karen Lang on behalf of the Burbank Housing Development Corporation in Sonoma County. Thank you.
Thanks.
In support.
It's good to see you. Anyone else in support of the bill? We now would like to be able to welcome anyone who may be in opposition. If you could please come forward this time. It's going to be the last call for opposition. Ladies and gentlemen, before we turn it back to the committee, we have a very special announcement. It's Anton's birthday today. So Anton, it's a very special tradition, is going to do a dance. Am I right, Anton, the birthday dance?
I think on my birthday, I should not have to do it.
That was an appropriate hell no. Happy birthday, Anton, everybody. Hey, there we go. Good stuff. We welcome you, sir. That's right. Let's bring it back to committee to be able to see if we have any questions or comments. Mr. Vice Chair.
Mr. Chair, a CFD requires property owners to chip in to pay for the existing debt that was issued to pay for the infrastructure that now what they're benefiting from. But if we exempt certain properties, then the other owners would have to pay an incremental bit more. And so they have to take on that expense, but they don't really have like a city council to go to because the CFD doesn't really have an elected board. So what kind of recourse would a property owner have if they felt like their taxes were going up more than just, you know, an incremental amount that wouldn't be of any concern, but maybe for some it might be, and I'm just curious.
Mr. Member?
I'll turn this over to our experts to see if they have a specific answer to the question, but I would point out that we're here for purposes of the amendments only. This bill's already passed through the committee and received a majority vote. But I, not to diminish the importance of your question.
We'll see. You don't mind just reintroducing yourself, please.
Senator Morlock, the way CFDs work is if there is a protest mechanism, so if a majority of the property owners protest, then they can deal with the issue that way. If there is no protest, then it is required to have a two-thirds vote to establish the district, and this bill would exempts, doesn't apply to anything before 2020. So it allows any new community facilities districts to deal with the revenue loss from this and balance it against the positive benefits that affordable housing may bring the locality through reduced social services costs, for example.
Okay, so this is prospective.
Yes.
And there is a viable opportunity for impacted taxpayers to react if they felt that this was burdensome, which it shouldn't be. This should just be a small little property somewhere in a larger population. But there is an impact as you allocate the cost to everybody. So all, you know, you're trying to do something good. You're trying to encourage something.
We are indeed.
But it is something that will be assumed by all the other residents of the community facilities district. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vice Chair. Members, before we ask for closing comment from the Assembly member, we'd like to be able to establish quorum. Ms. Lanchester is ready to roll. Please call the roll.
McGuire.
Here.
McGuire present. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock present. Bell.
Present.
Bell present. Hertzberg. Hurtado. Hurtado present. Nielsen. Wiener.
Quorum has been established. Members, we will not be seeing, I do not believe, Senator Hertzberg as well as Senator Nielsen in committee today. We are on the hunt for Senator Wiener. We'd like to be able to turn it over to the Assembly member for closing comments, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the question, Mr. Vice Chair, and allowing me to learn a little bit about my bill that I didn't know, as sometimes happens. I think the bottom line, as you put it, is that this is something that will promote the greater good. Everybody will put a little bit into the pot, if you will, but the greater good is served by the mechanism that's set up by virtue of this bill. That said, I don't know why Ms. Lawler is hoarding the candy here at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Go, Lawler. Come on now.
When it should legitimately, by all rights, go to Anton.
See, there we go. Exactly. But he didn't do the dance, though, so, yeah.
No candy for
true, take the nerds
but,
away.
But it is his birthday.
That's right.
And
that's right.
On his behalf, I would beseech you to cut him a little slack, a little Mr. Chair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Member.
I respectfully ask for your iVote.
Thank you. We're grateful that you're here, and thank you so much for the work of the witnesses as well. We do have a motion by Senator Bell. The motion is return the bill to the Senate floor. Ms. Lanchester, can you please call the roll?
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hertzberg? Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Nielsen? Wiener?
4-0 vote. With that, we're going to keep that bill on call for a moment. Brady, the very capable legislative director for Senator Wiener, is desperately trying to find him now. So, Hurtado, we do have a winner. Would you like to make the announcement, please, in his assumption of the latest individual, Mr. Scott Wiener?
So it's an honor to give the award today to Senator Wiener.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still at, you know, what is it, number three?
Yes.
So thank you, Senator Wiener and Senator Hertzberg. Like to remain at number three.
That's right. So we're going to, I think it would be appropriate looking to the senators here today is that we have the latest senator award, and then we have two that aren't even showing up. So that has to be a very special award as well. All right, Hurtado's all in. Hey, thank you so much. We're going to say thank you to our members. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. We're going to keep the roll open here momentarily for Senator Wiener. It is a 4-0. We will be having a second hearing on Friday of this week. So there will be another hearing this Friday, most likely after session for governance and finance this week. So I just want to make sure that everyone's in the loop on that. And I'm looking to Colin. There is as many as 7 to 8 bills that are floating out in the universe that we'll be seeing either potentially Friday and or first thing next week as well. All right. Thank you so much, members. And we will be back with you.
you're not. Your bill was, I think it was within an urban.
When you're already doing a project
within an urban area.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the winner of the award today. That is Senator Scott Wiener. Senator Wiener, we also provided an additional two awards today because Senator Hertzberg and Senator Nielsen just aren't going to show. So there we go.
We were supposed to have this hearing.
Hey, there we go.
No, I object.
He is objecting. All right. Hey, see, there we go. All right. Good times. Ladies and gentlemen, and by the way, it's Anton's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Anton.
Hey, there we go. That's good stuff. You say he's 47?
That's right.
All right. Hey, there we go. All right. Ms. Lanchester, if you could please call the absent members.
Wiener? Wiener, aye.
That is a 5-0 vote. That bill is out. We're closing the roll. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you coming up on Friday. Time of the hearing to be determined, but we'll be communicating ASAP. We're very grateful for all of you coming together. Thank you so much. We are adjourned.